Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, did Corey forget to remind Nick Harris that he was going to come on today?
I did.
Now, this is usually where we would talk with Stephen Jones. Stephen and Jerry are en route to the Paul Tagliabue funeral, and so that's why he is not here today. In the meantime, we have plenty more to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and is that that's fair to say, right?
Yeah, I feel like there's plenty like we haven't dived. Mm-hmm. We haven't gotten into this stuff yet. There's certain other things.
Well, I have terrible news for you. We'll have to divin in another day, because right now, Dallas Cowboys beat reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, it is Nick Harris. Good morning, sir.
How are y'all?
I guess it's actually the afternoon, so I kind of messed that up.
Like by 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's only by 3 minutes. You know? It's because I didn't answer the first call. That's why it's not morning, so blame
okay.
it on me.
Okay. Now, I know I'm paraphrasing just a little bit, but essentially, you responded to a tweet from yourself yesterday, and your tweet essentially said, "Stupid Nick Harris." Does that sound right? And I think we were all kind of in that boat yesterday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was probably the worst 20 minutes of football that I've seen this team play since I started covering this team. When you factor in all of the flukes and dumb mistakes that they had, the discipline issues, you know, the roughing the punter that should not have been roughing the punter had they been able to see a replay review, and then the Turpin fumble, which was just a hilarious moment for a hilarious player. And, I mean, there was one mistake after the other, the red zone interception. But, man, credit to this team, heart and fight that they had yesterday to claw back and win that game.
Now, let's talk about the penalty that should not have been called on the punt. Was it staggering to you? Because I was reading the referee's pool report, and they essentially said, again, paraphrasing, we did not have the technology to see the advanced slow motion and zoomed in replays that the TV gets. It feels to me like it should be a no-brainer that the league should have access to all the best angles and replays, does it not?
Yeah, you would think so, and they kind of blamed it on Fox and being like, yeah, we didn't see that enhanced replay from Fox before, you know, the decisions were made, and then the next play happened. So it was interesting to see that in the pool report and just being like, hey, we didn't have that enhanced to look at it until well after it was done. But you know, you wish that, you know, the Cowboys staff had that look as well, because if they had seen that, then they would have, you know, easily been able to throw that challenge flag out there. But Brian Schottenheimer was asked after the game, he's like, look, I believed Ryan, but, you know, we didn't know if they would have a good view of it on the replay, because it's so, you know, incremental to see a finger getting tipped. But, I mean, it proved to be that would have been the case had he challenged it.
Do you have a theory on what's going on with CeeDee Lamb at all? Because there are a lot of great things from yesterday's game, and I want to talk about those, but a lot of people are frustrated about this struggle right now.
Yeah, and rightfully so. Over the last five games, he's been targeted 48 times, and he's only hauled in 28 receptions. I haven't quite done the math yet, but I would have to assume that 20 of those targets that have not landed in his hands have to be the most over the course of a five-game span in his career. Again, I'm just kind of theorizing. I'll do the math later. But my only theory would be, hey, you know, when he was out with that high ankle sprain for three games, you know, they really had to figure out how to get George Pickens really involved during that span, and they did so. And they found a lot of things that worked. And, you know, some of those things that worked were things that CD does really well. It was funny hearing Dak talk after the game about, you know, hey, you know, you have two guys that are in a really good position to be able to, you know, haul in a big-time reception. You need a big play from one of these guys. How do you know which one to go to? And he was like, well, I mean, if George is running a slant, I'll probably go to George. And if CD's running this, I'll probably go to CD. And I was thinking, I was like, man, I call back to 2023, and it feels like CD had almost half of his yards on slants. So it's just like there's some things that I think George Pickens does well, maybe does a little bit better than CD does, but there's still a lot of areas that CD is better than George at. So I think it's more so about finding what those things are, fine-tuning them. And, you know, I also have to kind of look at the coverage that a lot of teams have been playing against these two guys. They've been doubling CD Lamb and then throwing their number one corners on George Pickens. That's if they travel. The Eagles did not travel yesterday, but you saw a lot of opportunities where CD was doubled, and so a lot more tight window throws that Dak was having to find CD on. I think there's a lot of factors that play into it, but I think that's going to be one of the things they focus on the most here in this short week.
I swear, I don't think I'm being a prisoner of just the moment. It feels like the slant route to George Pickens is currently the most undefendable route in all of football.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. When he has that kind of physical talent to be able to run that slant and fight off any contact that comes with it, I mean, yeah, it's almost indefensible. And when you have the hands that he does, my goodness, I mean, that catch that he had yesterday downfield, one of the best catches that I've seen live over Cooper DeJean with, I think it was Reed Blankenship that was slicing over to try to make that play, or Sidney Brown, excuse me. His body control is unreal. His hands are so sure. It's almost any route he runs, it's going to work out 9 times out of 10.
How excited should we all be that Philadelphia Eagles skipped special teams day when it came to when you should field a punt and when you should not, and they decided at the 1.5-yard line was the best place to field a punt?
Yeah, it just felt like Xavier Gibson and Kevontae Turpin wanted to have a game of who can field this deeper and not get in trouble by their special teams coach. And I think both of them lost in that game. Yep. Gibson, I'm not sure. Maybe he saw a crease that, you know, none of us saw, but a Woodrow Wilson grad, so I don't want to dunk on him too much. He's a Dallas guy. But, yeah, it certainly gave Dallas a golden opportunity. They weren't able to cash in, but it certainly helped flip that momentum when it happened in the fourth quarter.
Nick, did the Eagles not watch film on the Cowboys defense the last couple weeks? Because Dickerson was like, hey, a little surprised about those fronts.
Yeah, that's bizarre, isn't it?
I
mean, the Cowboys have been experimenting with these five-man fronts going all the way back to that Washington win, and they really started to ramp it up right before the bye week against Arizona, and then they add Quinnen Williams, and they ran more five-man fronts last week than they have all season against the Raiders. So it's like, what games were you watching? how could you not expect that from this front, especially when you have three defensive tackle talents? I mean, they could not show it on film. You should still probably expect that they want to try to get those three guys on the field at the same time. That would most likely result in an odd man front. And that was bizarre to see after the game.
I'm okay with it, though. If nobody wants to watch film on this team, I'm perfectly fine.
Man, I really hope the Chiefs are flummoxed by that as well. They're like, we had no idea. I know the Dak and the Cowboys are focused on other things, but you pointed out before the game yesterday that the Cowboys would have a live tracker of Dak Prescott's career passing yards. He surpassed Tony Romo, most passing yards in franchise history. Did he take a moment to enjoy that, or was it more focused on the win and the push for the playoffs?
Well, in the moment, he was apparently getting some congratulatory comments on the sideline, and they were down 21-7 at the time. And there was some expletives that I'll leave out, but he was basically like, F that, I don't care right now.
That's fair.
But after the game, he was asked about it, and he was like, yeah, it certainly feels better when a win is attached with it. And he kind of honored the moment and shined some light on Tony and how you know, he was helpful in the beginning of his career. But overall, it's a much more accomplishing feat when you have a win attached to it, no doubt.
What do you happen to know what the conversation in halftime was? Did Shotty go in there and give a great inspiring speech? What was that feeling? Because that was a completely different group heading out of that.
Yeah, it wasn't Shotty, and it's funny because the guy that I keep hearing over and over when I talk to guys that were in the locker room was Quinnen Williams. You know, the guy who got here a couple of weeks ago, and it was Wanya Thomas had tweeted out late last night or early this morning. Is like, yeah, Quinnen basically came in there and was like, we got to get our S together and show up, stand up for the moment. DeMarvian Overshown had said that, look, we're trying to set the standard of the best defense in the league. We have to make a stand here. You know, who are we going to be? And a lot of those defensive conversations really resonated on that side of the ball. Dak Prescott even mentioned, he was like, man, I saw what was going on over there on that side of the locker room. It inspired us. It gave us confidence. And, you saw that confidence on display in the second half, especially from the defensive side of the ball. And, man, if this team has 5 wins on the season, I think you can finally give the defense one of those 5 after that performance yesterday.
And I promise I'm not trying to be like hot take guy or anything like that, but do you think it would be fair if I was like, it feels like that level of defensive leadership from Quinnen Williams has already equaled or surpassed what we all hoped Micah would be from a strictly leadership perspective?
I will say Micah is kind of a psychopath competitor. So like, within the confines of a game, I think, you could probably compare it. But when it comes to the off the field impact that Quinnen Williams has already brought here in a couple of weeks, just talking to people, this is not my theory. It sounds like Quinnen is bringing a lot to these guys in the locker room. And that was definitely something that this team wanted more out of Micah Parsons, prior to his trade.
Yeah, I've been hearing very similar things about the personality.
Yeah.
And that was something that Jerry told us on Friday, one of the big reasons. They'd done their research on the guy, too. One of the things, Nick, that we were kind of talking about with Mickey last week was the variety of defensive players that have been in on the ball. But I was listening to Schottenheimer in the pregame interview with Brad Sham, and he was pointing out this schedule that they have here and how, yeah, maybe I got this guy going in for this percentage of plays, but guys, we got a quick turnaround here. They've done a pretty good job of making sure they got guys rested heading into Thursday.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're going to be really light on the practice field this week, just a couple of walkthroughs. They have a few guys that are banged up. Taylen Carson was dealing with some cramping yesterday, and then Tyler Guyton has an ankle issue. Looks like it's going to keep him out of the game on Thursday, but we'll know more later today from Schottenheimer. But yeah, they are certainly trying to be cognizant not only of the guys who are returning from injury over the course of the last couple of weeks that got a lot of work yesterday, like Overshown and Revel, but the team as a whole, because, I mean, not only are you playing this 3-game and 12-day stretch, but you also have really physical teams that you're playing up against in that stretch with the Eagles, Chiefs, Lions. And those are 3 of the most 10 physical teams you'd probably point at in the NFL. So they're trying to be cognizant of that, and that planning, a lot of that planning went into the bye week as well.
How did you feel Nate Thomas did when he came in?
Yeah, I thought he held his own. I think he's looked more natural at left tackle than right tackle this season. It sounds like he's probably going to have to get the start on Thursday against the Chiefs, so that's going to be big, for his progression and his development against that really good front. I think with a week of prep, or a short week of prep, rather, he'll be ready to attack that game on Thursday, hopefully so, with Connor Riley and Clayton Adams.
Is there any part of you that wants him out there more than the alternative? Because I know Guyton has lots of potential, but feels like every single game he continues to hit you with a penalty at the worst possible time.
Yeah, at this point in time, I would rather keep Guyton and Steele, both of those guys out there. I think Steele gives you more in the run game. I think he gives you a little bit more consistency than Nate Thomas has proved at the right tackle spot. At left tackle, I'm trying to stick to my guns here, guys. I had a take on Tyler Guyton right before he got drafted. And again, he wasn't with the Cowboys at that point. And I was like, look, this guy has 14 starts in college. He's going to be a guy you look up after a couple of years, and you're going to be like, man, was that worth a first-round pick? But when it comes time to sign that fifth-year option, I think he's going to be one of those guys that gets it, just because the development is going to increase, and you're going to see that ceiling start to be reached a little bit. I'm trying to stick to that take, although I want to see a little bit more progression week by week from Tyler Guyton. But I'm sticking to the take, and I can't balk on it just yet. I gotta stick with it. But in the spirit of that, I would be keeping Tyler Guyton out there.
Yeah, a couple of cool moments. I think we all enjoyed Osa running out onto the field, waving the 94 Marshawn Nealon flag, and then even Jalix Hunt wearing the My Cause, My Cleats, honoring Marshawn Nealon. It's not like necessarily a question, so I guess I'll round it into how cool is that to see not only the Cowboys, but other teams honoring him as well?
Yeah, super cool. And I was surprised by the flag, and that was cool to see with Osadizua running out with it before the game, and then Wanya Thomas carrying it to the locker room after the game. And so it was cool to see. And I think with Jalix Hunt, those were two guys that grew close to each other during the draft process. They were two small school guys. Jalix Hunt was from Houston Christian, Marshawn Nealon from Western Michigan, and they were able to kind of connect during the Senior Bowl during the draft process. And so it was cool to see Jalix Hunt honor him in that way. That was a cool moment.
Can you do me a favor, if you happen to see Javonte Williams this week, just give him a hug for that block that he made on that last throw, because that was awesome.
I tell you what, man, that's a physical football player. You talk about these physical teams they got. They're going to need Javonte Williams. He was kind of limping around the locker room yesterday. He took a beating, but sounds like he's going to be rehabbing and getting ready to go for Thursday.
Hyperbaric chamber, get in it.
Man, good, because if there's anybody that I believe is just like the toughest human being in the world and makes things where I don't think there's a run lane right there, he continues to just be a phenomenal story this season.
He does. Yeah, he does. And it's a credit to this front office. You know, we do give them a lot of a rightful harpening for their bargain bin, assertion that they do during free agency. But hey, they found a golden find with this guy in Javonte Williams. Credit to that scouting group, because when free agency was rearing around, that was the guy that they wanted. That was their number one target at running back. And we all questioned it, and I did too. And then after a couple of games early.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In the season, I think the scouting department and this front office, they proved themselves right.
Man, thank you very much for the time and information. As always, good sir.
Yeah, appreciate you, fellas. Anytime. Thank you.
There you go. Nick Harris right here on 105.3 The Fan.
By the way, because he was on with us at the time, Kevin, Todd Archer did say Guyton dealing with a high ankle sprain unlikely to be available.
Okay.
So
well, there you go.
We're at Nate Thomas would start.
Did we just cost Nick valuable information gathering time?
Just don't tell him.
He'll probably hear about it.
He's probably gonna check his phone and be like, "Son of a gun, I'll never go on with those KNC guys again."
All right, we got some work to do.
Or every time I go on with those KNC guys, news breaks. This is great.
Ooh, see,
gives him more content.
Yeah, I like that better. Let's go with that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to do some Dallas Cowboys thank you and no thank you notes after a historic comeback over the Eagles, plus a Stars and Mavs super segment. It is packed next on The Fan.
Snap and hold, 42-yard kick from Aubrey. The Cowboys have won this football game. Butter, 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 butter. I don't know when they've won one that felt like this.
KNC Masterpiece.
Thank you, Brad Sham. Thank
right
you.
Here on 105.3 The Fan. Butter, 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 butter.
Just keep that as a drop. Yeah. We're going to need it
butter,
for
butter,
Thanksgiving.
Butter, butter, butter.
We're going to need it for Peace Thon, I think.
Butter, yeah. Butter, 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 butter.
Now, the Cowboys have kind of won games like this in the past. 1984 against the Saints, 1999 against Washington, and 2014 against the Rams were the other three 21-point comebacks in franchise history. But when, if you look at the math, you're down.
Oh, here comes Kevin. Let's look at the math.
This is what makes it all the more impressive.
Oh, okay.
You're down, golly, you were down 21-0. With 5:07 left in the first half. And at that point, the Cowboys had a win probability of 3.3%.
Wow.
But, Corey, by the end of the game, what was their win probability?
100%.
Hell yeah. Quick update on the Bengals. You had mentioned it looks like Joe Burrow was going to play, especially since he was not able to play in their last game when a lot of people thought he would. But Zach Taylor has also said T. Higgins with a concussion is going to be out on Thursday against the
Rams. Dude, that looked bad, man, when he hit. That looked real bad.
Very bad.
That was tough
for sure.
I agree
with you on that. It's time for Dallas Cowboys, thank you and no thank you notes. And it is a fascinating dynamic today because it feels like if you only watch the first half, you would have nothing but no thank you notes. But if you only watch the second half, you'd have nothing but thank you notes for the Cowboys. So I think we'll probably mix in a little bit of both. And I'm going to start with this. No thank you to Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown for apparently mending their divide on the first drive of the game. Like, it looked like, you know, they were like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to blah, blah, blah. That first drive, they were unbelievable together. A.J. Brown had a tremendous release off of Deron Bland to just cook him for a touchdown. He had less than 50 yards receiving in six of their nine games that season. By the end of the first quarter, he had 66 yards and a touchdown, and it really looked like he had a second touchdown until there was a penalty on that. So no thank you to Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown for a while for just really pissing me off.
And no thank you also to Devontae Smith for making like that exceptional catch down the field.
Yes.
It was 3rd and 12.
Yeah.
And they said, screw it, throw it 60 yards downfield.
They did.
I was like, how often do you see that now, though?
A lot. I feel like you almost saw it three times in that game.
I'll see 3rd and 4s that they're like, chuck it. I'm like, whoa, what is happening now? Why are you trying to get so? And I guess there is something to be said for they know we need this much. And now we've created space for ourselves because of down and distance. They know we need 3rd and 4, so let's go. They're going to play up, and we're going to take advantage of that by going over the top. Maybe that's what it is, but no thank you to him for that, because that was booty for the Cowboys defense right there. And no thank you to the passage of Javonte Williams to start the game. I didn't love the pass. I didn't love the play. All of it just
seemed. The 4th and 3.
The pass wasn't good. Dak knows. Like, that's one of those where Dak will be like, dang, I shouldn't have done this.
And he missed wide open Ferguson.
Yeah, and so it just, that one right there didn't get what it was trying to accomplish. And I thought it made you look like you were, oh, no, it's the Eagles. We got to do everything. And it looked a little desperate, in my opinion. Now, you liked it. But I was more along the lines of, I wish you'd done a little more before that instead of having to resort to that play.
And I think that reasonable people can disagree about that fourth down. I did like them going for it. Didn't love the play call, especially when you look back in retrospect. Jake Ferguson either A, shook his defender, or he just fell down, or he might have given him a nice little tap to be wide open down the seam that you kind of wish you would have got gone there. And then you heard the glib Tom Brady right there with the halfback diving passes, never probably your go-to right there. And I thought that was funny. You know what? We're gonna mix and match. So this was my ebb and flow in these two plays. Was gonna be thank you note to Kalen Carson, because he had an open field tackle on third and fourth and 14 to force a punt. And then it was going to be a no thank you to Ryan Flannoy for getting called for a penalty and also almost knocking himself unconscious via the punter's knee. If you went back and watched that, that knee just hit him right in the head.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. But then it turns into a no thank you note to NFL Replay, who apparently can't get as much of a sophisticated replay system as freaking Fox. And then they should have called, and they should have not have called that penalty. And that could have changed the entire complexion of the beginning of the game. But all of that kind of fell to the wayside because it didn't end up mattering. And then you had an offsides on Jadeveon Clowney on what would have been another punt. And then when it became a third and five, I almost knew for sure they would convert it. And then they did. So still some really dumb mistakes.
Speaking of the play for Flannoy where he hit his head, I was watching the Packers-Bears. Was it Packers-Vikings? One of those two teams. And one of the Packers players, their defense was hitting. Like, they were hitting hard yesterday. And one of the players ran into a player on the sideline. And when he hit the player on the sideline, he kind of pushed him down, but then his head hit his own teammate, his own defensive lineman, and knocked himself out. And I was like, dude, I appreciate y'all hitting so hard, but that went too far. That one was just a little too far.
This might seem old man yelling at clouds, and I'll concede that. CeeDee Lamb had another drop after a big Javonte run, and you just see him smiling afterwards. And it didn't necessarily, I didn't like that, but what I really didn't like is CeeDee fumbles the ball after a catch. I know they ruled him down, but he's standing up and pointing first down while everybody else on the field is looking for and trying to get the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just in that moment, and again, I realize this could be old man yelling at clouds, but I'm like, go get the damn ball. Like, you've been dropping the ball all day. You had these same drop issues against the Eagles. I think in these two games, he had 7 drops against the Eagles. I don't want to see anytime he puts the ball on the ground, whether he was down or not, go get the football instead of, like, doing your first down celebration. So, end of old man rant over.
All right, Kevin. Here we are in the fourth quarter. Second to last possession for the Cowboys. Here's the order of things. Because this was the punt, right? The punt puts you on the 6-7 yard line, something like that. Javonte Adams up the middle for 6 yards. Whoa, 6 yards.
Yeah.
Dak runs, scrambles right. 1 yard. Incompletion. And incomplete to CeeDee Lamb, incomplete short right to Ferguson. Keep running the ball. I was so furious because you had the game right there.
Yep.
You score the touchdown. You have forced their hand. They can't tie it with a field goal. And this team, I was like, Schottenheimer does this, Kevin.
I hate it.
And look, they won. We're going to get to more positive things. I do think Shotty gets a little cute in the red zone. I think, as we discussed with Mickey last week, maybe not even the red zone, within the 10-yard line, he understands he has weapons with CeeDee Lamb and Ferguson and George Pickens. This team can also run the ball. That was a battle in the middle with those guards and Cooper Beebe yesterday. They were battling, dude. Give them their opportunity to go do that. I got to drink some water now.
It kind of reminded me of the Super Bowl with Marshawn charging down from the 5 to the 1 and then being like, let's throw the ball.
Yeah.
Because you're right. First and goal goes from the 8 to the 2. and then you don't go back to him again.
You're on the 1 yard line.
I
use it.
I didn't understand it, but I will tell you this.
But if he was hurting,
yeah,
that's another thing. I don't know, because Nick Harris just told us he was kind of hobbled around a little bit.
And I can see that, but I could also see Javonte Williams being like, "Yeah, I'm hurt. No way in hell you shouldn't give me the ball right now.
Give me the ball."
But if you want a plethora of thank you notes, look at the very next possession. Look at that defensive group. Jamarvion Overshown gets an open field tackle on first down, first and 10, no gain. And then what happens? You get another tackle from Jamarvion Overshown on second down to force a 3rd and 2. And I realize you still gave up 8 yards. I hear you on that. But thank you note to force them into 3rd down. Because what happened on 3rd down? A thank you note for Osa Odighizuwa. He gets the sack. They lose 13. You know what? In fact, go ahead and give me cut number 9, because this is the play right here where they drop 13 yards. Now it's 4th and 15 and you have to punt.
Hurts looking over the defense. Snap is back on 3rd down. Lots of time. Lots of time. Here they come. Down he goes. Osa Odighizuwa.
And that play is spectacular. But the 1st and 2nd down plays make that allowed to matter, right? Because you got the open field tackle for no gain. And then great play by the Eagles after that. They gain 8 yards. But Overshown still makes the stop short of the 1st down marker, which allows Osa to do his thing, get the sack, force the punt that would then lead to the game winner. And if we can talk about that drive right there, I think there are multiple thank you notes that need to come out specifically for that drive. Ferguson, he made a good catch on a great leading throw from Dak to convert on 3rd and 2. We have complained over the years, and I think a lot of people have, is about Dak leading the receiver to either where he wants them to be or where they can go. I thought that throw by Dak was phenomenal because it not only was exactly where only Ferguson could get it, it led the way to spring Ferguson for even more yardage and put them in field goal range. And then the George Pickens catch after that, another strong throw by Dak. But George Pickens got it because he never fails, it feels like. Dak stepped into it. Great throw, great catch, which led to the field goal from Brandon Aubrey. And I get it. Like, that's what won the game. But it felt like Jake Ferguson, Dak Prescott, and George Pickens won the game as well by just all having phenomenal plays on that drive.
Yeah. Pickens is playing like a man who knows what his worth is. He knows that he knows what his contract is worth. He is like, he knows his value, and he likes this team. He knows that this is a stage like none other.
Yes.
To present his case to the rest of the NFL.
Yep.
Or to the Cowboys. Okay, if he wants to do it to the Cowboys, that's fine too. He is having a, and the fact that Dak trusts him the way that he does, puts that complete faith in him. That bodes well for times late in the game when you're like, where do we go? You know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com.
We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You have a guy that you feel can beat the one-on-one and probably can beat the one-on-two at times as well. Kevin, thank you.
Can we stay on that?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to think this over, and I definitely want feedback from other people. I wonder, George Pickens has got to be like at the top or close to the top of the list of players who have made themselves the most money so far this season, right?
Absolutely.
Like in terms of the future. I'll think about it a little bit more, but he is way up on that list.
Yeah, for free agency this offseason.
Yes, way
up
there.
He could always get tagged.
I think that is a mistake, but we'll discuss that another day.
Brian Anger, thank you. And I know we don't do this enough. He averaged 56 yards per punt yesterday. And Kevin, do you know, this isn't like a breaker, do you know what the single season yards per punt record is? I know this is a ridiculous question.
52.
Because he's at like 41.7 right now. Like it's fine.
Oh, that's net?
I'm sorry. Right now, no, not net. Just yards per punt, 47.7.
Okay, I was going to say that's low.
53.1.
Wow.
Is the record. It's been tied before, but that's it. But he averaged 56 yesterday, and he had some phenomenal punch yesterday. Get that trio, Kevin. We have the Peace-a-thon ball that is going to be auctioned off. This Wednesday, autographed by Brandon Aubrey, Brian Anger, and Trent Sigg. All three of them had impacts on special teams yesterday, and all three of them signed that ball.
So
priceless.
And they put the inscription, Peace-a-thon 2025, on there.
Yeah.
So I want to play cut number 10, because you're right. Perhaps never before in Peace-a-thon history have three people added to the value of a specific item more than those three. The punt that's going to set this up, the recovery, first of his career from Sig, and then Brandon Aubrey kicking the game-winning field goal. Let's hear it.
Nice high kick. Gibson drifting back. He's going to field it at the three-yard line. Starts left, goes right, gets away from containment, and then he's tripped at the 10. And the ball's out! And the Cowboys, I think, are on the ball. The Cowboys are on the ball at the 7-yard line.
It was a phenomenal play, but also a Clark just getting worked on his way down to the field and being like, "Don't care." And Bell had huge hits after that really terrible decision to field that punt at like the 1.5-yard line. Look, don't ever field a punt. Inside the five, you stand at the five, the ball goes over your head, you take your chances however they may, unless like there's specific, there's 5 seconds left and you get a run back, whatever. But like, that was a terrible decision to field that ball, and a great play by the Cowboys.
I don't know if anybody's going to give this guy a thank you, because there's not a single stat on his stat sheet that says, hey, great job. But it seemed like Dante Fowler Jr. was in Jalen Hurts' kitchen throughout the night.
Can I give you a stat? Since you brought it up, this is not a real stat, but I specifically noted Dante Fowler. He drew a hands to the face penalty from Lane Johnson's replacement that forced a 2nd and 17. But here's the key. If not for that penalty, do you know what would have been 1st and goal for Philly inside the 10?
See, that's what I'm saying, dude.
And in goal to go situations, they were perfect. this season heading into this game. So I know that doesn't like maybe technically count as a stat, but Dante Fowler, because of that pressure and being in Jalen Hurts' kitchen, I like that, was able to draw the hands to the face penalty that made it 2nd and 17 instead of Eagles with the ball inside the 10. And I'm sure the Eagles are lamenting the mistakes they made today as well, right? That was the 13th penalty they had, and I know they had at least one more after that. So you're right, man. You are right.
Yeah, it just seemed like, and this goes to the question of pressure or sacks. Sack ends the play. Obviously, you want Myles Garrett. You're going to get pressure and sack.
Man.
But using pressure to create discomfort is what the Cowboys were able to do. They only had one sack yesterday. That was Osa's.
Right.
And it was a big time. Like, the big moment sack came from Oso Digizoy yesterday. Phenomenal. Thank you. But the pressure around The pressure was there from a bunch of different names throughout the day. And, Kevin, I got a lot of updates coming in right now.
Oh, tell me.
Shedeur Sanders has been announced as the starter, so congratulations.
For the next game or the rest of the year?
For this week against the Niners.
I really don't know why he didn't say that yesterday.
Yeah, and I wouldn't go back. Vikings, J.J. McCarthy is in concussion protocol.
That's a shame.
He had symptoms regarding his head on the travel home on the airplane. So his status right now, up in the air. And then we'll get to the Brandon Nimmo thing in the C block.
Okay. Do you want to hype up hits or blocks?
Hits.
Okay. I need to give a thank you note to Sam Williams.
Dude, Sam Williams had a good game.
Yeah, and then Kenneth Murray.
Hold on, let's stop with Sam Williams. I want to get to Kenneth Murray, too. Okay. But Sam Williams, this goes back to the Elijah Clark moment. Because what happened, what do we love so much about Elijah Clark? Not necessarily that he dislodged the ball so much, but that he got knocked down, got back, knocked down, got knocked down, and just kept going. Sam Williams kind of gets pushed out of a play and says, screw it, the ball's going this way, Saquon's over there, I'm going to track him down. And one thing I can say is if you go watch that and you know Sam Williams, you knew he had the speed to catch up and go get Saquon Barkley too.
Right. Yes. I'm with you on that. The forced fumble, Saquon's first fumble loss all year, and then Kenneth Murray getting it. That's only their fifth turnover of the season. That's it.
Are you serious?
That's...
And we didn't get any interceptions. That's what I was really hoping to like force some that pick out of Jalen Hurts' hands.
Because he only had one all year.
Yeah, I wanted one to be ours.
I thought that was impressive. But Javonte and Jake Ferguson. Javonte picked up the block on the Dak to span Ford touchdown, and he did a great job. And then it's not as surprising, but Ferguson picked up an amazing block that allowed Dak to flip into the end zone. I had this conversation with somebody earlier today.
Yeah, it was
really
good. I liked it.
Do you want Dak to leave his feet? And I was like, I hear you. In the moment, I thought it was the most badass thing ever, but I understand, like, from a more logical football standpoint, it was a bad idea.
Yeah. He had another one where it was kind of a screen that he was holding up the block just enough time for Dak to get the defender to come to him. And I thought that play was going to blow up for a little bit more space, but it seemed like Philadelphia got to it really quickly because Philly doesn't leave a lot of holes. Like, they really don't.
Right.
It's narrow windows. Dak did a really good job at finding those. But they did find that play. I want to see that play again against somebody else because I think it's going to pick up a lot more. Malik Davis, did you thank him?
No, I think he...
That 21-yard run was important.
I think he deserves it, and I think... That was actually going to morph into a no thank you. Is I was frustrated about the overthrow by Dak to Schoonmaker after the big Malik Davis run. It could have been a touchdown. It definitely would have been inside the 5. And then the part I hated more than maybe anything else that day. No thank you to all the Eagles fans who infiltrated, because right after that you could hear Coop chants after a play by DeJean on the ensuing play. And I could see how if you flip that on, you were like, oh, they're playing in Philly.
Yeah, no, I heard that too. And my mind was like, hold on. is that really happening right now?
Yes, and, I hated it.
And Kevin, I appreciate that you hated it.
Good.
But that's never going to change.
Yeah. Never going to change specifically for Philly fans or just Cowboys fans.
Stadium is going to be, they're like, hey, we want everybody in our stadium. And Cowboys fans, until this team is winning, and you can call it front-running city or whatever you want, but until this team gives it the purpose, the reason to believe, they're always going to go, do I really want to go watch this game?
Right.
And right now, they probably regret not going to see that game.
And, I know we're rocking and rolling. There are so many ebbs and flows and great things from this game. I did see somebody message this. We talked about it earlier in the show, but they said no thank you note to the Cowboys not kicking a field goal when it was 21-21. I might be on the opposite side of how most people feel. I loved it when they went for it on the first drive. I hated going for it when it was tied. Just because your defense had been playing so freaking well. This wasn't a couple weeks ago when you're like, well, you have to go for it because obviously you're going to give up a touchdown. The defense had been playing phenomenally at that point. And so I didn't like not kicking the field goal. It would have given you a 24-21 lead. But this play in particular I thought was amazing. Great call by Dak to go deep with a pass on a clear offsides. So it was like you almost had run into an interception before that, but it was a clear offsides. Dak saw it, registered it immediately, goes deep downfield, and CeeDee Lamb makes that insane twisting 50-yard catch while being interfered with, and that was the whole thing. And you're like, how do you make those catches after you drop some of the run-of-the-mill ones? But I just thought, really heads-up, high IQ play by Dak to immediately know, that's it, let's take a shot.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has been so good at that his whole career.
Yeah.
It was frustrating that your quarterback never was as good. Like, seriously, it seemed like Romo and him, it took Romo a long time for that to trigger, you know? And Dak's kind of in that place now where he's veteran, he's seen it all, he's doing those things that make you feel confident there. Kevin, I want to read this from Joel Corey.
Okay.
Former agent.
Oh.
Works for CBS Sports, I do believe.
Mm.
George Pickens is going to get the franchise whether he likes it or not. That wide receiver number projects at 9.016% of the 26 salary cap. It's 8.581% in 25. At this percentage, the 26 salary cap will have to be close to $311 million for a $28 million wide receiver tag number. Just wanted you to have that right in your brain for the future. But he's going to get it. He's saying he's getting in whether he likes it or not because, Kevin, what happens? You tag him, then you get to trade him if you want to.
Yeah.
But you have that right, and that's the most important thing first.
Yeah. If you tag and trade, that's a whole other thing. I just feel like...
Sign and trade.
I don't know if that was my takeaway on that, but... Yeah, I think that's a bad idea for a variety of reasons.
Fortune favors the bold.
Yeah. Okay.
He's right.
Yeah, but he got fired like a few months after that happened.
But is he in a better place now?
I don't think so.
We'll see.
Okay.
Nobody knows. Good things come to those who wait. That's another word that I heard from a ketchup commercial.
Okay. Thank you note to the Fox graphic department for letting me know that we had gotten to the point where the Eagles had not trailed in 292 straight minutes since week 6. And for the Eagles, that was their longest streak of not trailing since 1948. Only to see, you eventually ended up trailing because you lost the game.
Kevin, thank you to the social media team for the Dallas Cowboys. Multiple things.
I guess if the field goal was at 0, they didn't end up trailing.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. You just lost.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
The social media team, two things. One, after the game, somebody went out with a big pad, and then all the Cowboys players punched the pad because of those kids that were punching the punching bags.
And
that was kind of funny to me. But also... the social media team because the Eagles' social media team posted who's getting past this, and it was a brick wall with all their linemen.
Oh, yeah.
The Cowboys posted Dak Prescott as the Kool-Aid man busting through the wall going, oh, yeah. And I just think that's hilarious. Thank you, social media team.
Yeah.
It's nice to see what y'all are doing out there.
No, absolutely. I'm with you on that. And then just to go back around, for everybody who wants to get rid of CeeDee Lamb, you just can't until at least after the 2026 season. And quite frankly, I want them together. You know, like having CeeDee, shut up. Having CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens at the same time is optimum, and you can sign George Pickens and will not be an issue. And that's
What?
You can't.
No.
Now, what's going to be an issue is if you pay him $1 more than CeeDee Lamb. I kind of wonder if that's going to be an issue whatsoever. I would love it if they're like, hey, let's get the exact same
deal. CeeDee Lamb comes in, he's like, hey, just readjust my contract.
Yeah.
All right, so I agree with you on having both of them together. Here's why. The way they balance things out for each other. They create, Kevin, you've seen when it's CeeDee Lamb and nobody.
Right.
You don't have another target to throw to.
Right.
It gives Dak Prescott more options than, all right, I guess I gotta find CeeDee Lamb open. Now, right now he is very zoned in on Pickens. Like that's my guy. But you definitely need a number two target that's viable. And that's why whether it's Pickens that's the number two target or Lamb that's the number two target does not matter. But I still warn you, contract seasons are a time where you see the best out of people.
Yeah.
So be prepared to see the real at some point.
Yeah. No, I get you. And then you know me. I hate the franchise tag because you can't manipulate that money in any
right.
way.
Yes.
Whereas
yes.
if you do a long-term deal, well, I can find all kinds of fancy ways to manipulate that number for you. With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Why did Brandon Nimmo say yes to this trade? And hits and misses from the weekend next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense Side-by-Side Fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.